Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang. What a lovely day it is. I feel so much positive vibes today, and I'm hoping I will be able to pass this on to all of you as you listen to Season 2, Episode 7 of Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. This is your host, Nikki Tang, and thank you very much for tuning in. Today, I am feeling satisfied because I'm able to tick most of my to-do list for the week. Do you also feel the same way when you are being productive in your personal agenda or at work? Actually, it doesn't matter where you are doing things. The important question is, are you able to complete your task? Are you busy or are you productive? Big question, isn't it? Although most people think they are the same, actually, there is a big difference between the two. As an entrepreneur, I have often observed the difference between the two from among our employees, and this is one of the topics that are often included and discussed in our annual team building. We have activities that highlight the difference between being busy and being productive. And I would like to share with you valuable insights on productivity today so that you are not overwhelmed by so many tasks that you don't even know where to start. To start with, how do you distinguish between busy and productive? What does it actually mean to be busy anyway? Like, there is so much going on. For me, being busy sounds like being frantic, working harder, trying to be good at everything one does, and this, the quest for perfectionism. By the way, in the episode before this, I talk about the dangers of toxic perfectionism to our mental well-being. If you haven't listened to that episode, I promise you will gain valuable takeaways that you can apply to your everyday life. That is Season 2, Episode 6, titled Toxic Perfectionism, A Danger to Mental Health. It is available for you to listen either at Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and most podcast platforms out there. Being productive, on the other hand, is being focused, working smarter, being great at some few great things, and it is fueled by purpose. Actually, when you attempt to be busy, oftentimes you are actually accomplishing very little. Busy can mean having 20 things to do, but that doesn't mean you're accomplishing anything of actual value. By overloading yourself because you think you have to, or possibly because of your work culture, you're affecting your ability to complete tasks. You will also lose your credibility as your failure rate for tasks and projects increases. Thinking that the only way up the ladder is by fitting on too many tasks within 8 hours is definitely not true. You don't have to be busy all the time to be successful. On the other hand, being productive is not being busy. You follow some guidelines to get things done. You are focused and get things done in less time because you are efficient. When you efficiently manage your time, you have spare time to be good to yourself and allow yourself a respite from the workplace. Why do you think there's a break time schedule during the 8-hour working period? It is to give you rest. I am actually bothered to see employees at their desk with their coffee and working during break time. When you do this, you are not kind to yourself and you will find that your energy is already depleted even before the close of office hours. To sum up on their differences, busy people are frantic and multitasking. Productive ones are focused. Second, busy people work harder. Productive people work smarter. Third, busy people are always distracted while productive people have systems in place. Fourth, Busy people jump at every assignment. Productive people know the difference between urgent and important. In order to be more productive instead of being busy, here are some tips to stop being busy and start being productive. We get it that some corporate culture advocates being available 24/7, and it is my hope that these employers change their mentality to allow for more humanity. This kind of work environment makes people cracked and stressed, which is not good for mental health. Eventually, employees are going to have to set boundaries and not put up with it, and that will create a big problem for management. Anyway, here are some strategies that I think can help you a lot with managing time and working more efficiently. First, find your peak hours. We all have different body clocks, and there are certain hours in a day when you get your best work done. Forcing yourself to work through these energy slumps will only cause you to be less productive in the long run. Track your days and find the hours when you're most productive. So when your body's telling you it's time to rest, take a walk, meditate, or chat with a coworker. For me, I get more things done in the morning because I just came from a restful sleep. Second, don't work blindly. Don't just sit down to answer emails because, without knowing it, 5 hours can pass. Third, align your to-do list with your have-done list. Remember that I said earlier that I have ticked off most in my to-do list that works for me. But for some, it may create a negative energy seeing some of the tasks are not ticked off yet. With a have-done list, you are able to check your progress and create motivation for productivity. Fourth, turn everything off and find your focus. Out of sight, out of mind, as they say, right? The only way to make valuable progress is to eliminate all distractions. Turn off your phone, close down your social media notifications, and don't look at your personal emails. At work, set a time that you're replying back to emails. With so many notifications and alarms going off, workdays are filled with distractions that can derail our productivity. Fifth, be mindful. Mindfulness is a state of being attentive and in the moment. Pay attention to what tasks are valuable and which ones are simply time-consuming and are a waste. This will help you realize what you need to focus your time on and increase productivity. And lastly, prioritize important tasks. In episode 15, titled, Why Do You Keep Falling Short of Your Goal?, I outlined the 4 quadrants of tasks in order to know what task one needs to focus on. They are urgent and important, not urgent but important, urgent but not important, neither urgent or important. It may look like urgent and important are the same, but there is really a great difference between the two. In fact, the difference is this: the urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent. If you have not listened to that episode yet, there are nuggets that you can pick up from that episode to help you from falling short of your goals. And if you think this episode will be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. By doing this, I will be able to reach a wider audience and share resources with them. You can find all episodes of Grace, Grit, and Glow from different podcast platforms such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Now let's dig deeper on why do people overuse the term busy? The term busy has become a valued social currency these days. If we're busy, people tend to think we must be important. We are successful, valuable, and living full lives. Is it? Busy has been an overused term for inflating egos. It has become a vanity issue. Yes, it is a measuring stick for success, but only for those who are both busy and productive. Remember, a person who is productive is also a person who is truly busy, but a person who is busy is not always a person who is productive. Being busy as an excuse for not doing uncomfortable, challenging, intimidating, or important things in our lives, we turn busy into the new lazy. How many times have you used being busy as a justification for anything from being inconsiderate to missing deadlines? To my mind, there's no such thing as too busy. Why do I say that? If you're telling someone you're too busy to be doing more things or to be involved in their thing, all you're saying to them is that you don't see the task as important enough or to be bothered with. That whole I'm too busy thing is becoming really frustrating these days. Of the many, many excuses people use to rationalize why they can't do something, the excuse, I am too busy, is not only the most inauthentic, it is also the laziest. It's a lame excuse, period. Being busy also signifies unwillingness to work, and we could be pointing fingers here, but we can also look into the direction of poor leadership. In many situations, this sort of attitude can be a result of poor leadership or unclear instructions. When someone is unsure of what their role is, or when they don't understand what they're supposed to do, they're likely to withdraw and develop negative feelings towards their job. Leadership should be able to spot these issues and clear up any misunderstandings. In doing so, employers are much more likely to engage the employee and make their working environment more positive and enjoyable. When we talk about productivity, it is really about practicing what you can control and accept those that you cannot. I remember the first stanza of the Serenity Prayer by American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, and I know most of you know this as I read. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. It is totally understandable that you can't take everything in your hands. We all have limitations. Change your self-talk. If you can't control the situation, you can control your response to it. Be optimistic. Life usually isn't an all-or-nothing proposition. For example, the weather. It remains outside of our bailiwick. Yes, we can predict it, but we can't control it. If you need to travel for a business meeting to your corporate headquarters, you can't control flight delays. For some people who do not understand time management, they would pursue other ways of transport. It's a waste of time, plus it depletes your energy. There is a need to adapt coping skills. The tendency to engage in negative thoughts is so easy when things don't go well. We drift into spaces and ideas that we have no power over. When we focus on what we can control, our thoughts empower us and then trigger positive emotions. Acceptance may be difficult, but in the long run, it's easier than railing against a situation you can't change. Don't try to control the uncontrollable. Let's face it, no matter how many hours, days, weeks, or months you put in, the work will never end. There's always going to be more work. Let me share with you my own mantra with regards to productivity, and that is work, rest, repeat. Yes, that's my simple way of practicing self-love. By focusing on what you really do and tracking how little of it is related to the outcomes you want to produce, you create the awareness that always precedes a positive change. For positive change to take place, you must raise your standard. Decide and act on the concept that you're going to prioritize what's more important instead of what makes you busy. If what you're doing is not moving you closer to your goals, then stop doing those things and do something different. Becoming unproductive because you're too busy isn't a good thing. It's not about doing more. It's about making time to do what really matters. So there you go, my dear listeners. Which do you now think is better, busy or productive? I would like to get your feedback and response to my question. Feel free to send in your comments, takeaways in my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Let me take this opportunity to remind you of an ongoing listener's giveaway, wherein you can win a set of Sibamed products when you are chosen from among those who have made a comment, give their takeaways on any of the episodes that I have released. There will be three winners, and they will be announced at the Beauty and Beyond Facebook group on September 3rd. If you have not joined the community yet, the link is in the show notes for you to join. Again, thank you so much for listening. See you on my next episode. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,